Monday, November 6th. Back at it. So, after kind of letting the dust settle with all this Israel stuff, Israel-Hamas stuff, I think it's pretty clear that it's just, on a grand chessboard, it's just the king and the queen, the kings on each side are following rules of bankers, who is ever going to finance this tussle. And I think a chessboard is such a good analogy, because you got white and you got black. And in this specific instance, it's not necessarily race that's fighting, even though that's a part of it. But the kings on each side are willing to sacrifice their pawns for the greater game. That's me and you. That's who's ever listening. Low totem pole people. To take a side in this is really kind of insane. Because Bibi Netanyahu quoted some verse in Samuel about, remember what Amalek did to you. So he's calling the Palestinians Amalekites, which may or may not be true, but he's telling he's inciting, like, genocide, basically. Yeah, it's genocide. And that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. To plot murder is a violation of the same book he's using. And then that doesn't mean I'm defending Hamas. That's what's so stupid about this. The system, the matrix, as Andrew Tate puts it, gives you a very dumbed down view of these problems. And in America, there's a pretty big groundswell amongst liberals to support Palestinians. And then that just furthers the divide. They need a nation divided within its own borders about issues, while the bigger agenda plays out. I've talked about this before. It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. And if you're listening, the more you chew on this, this is what's going to happen. You're going to see how plain as day it is that the Titanic is hurling towards the iceberg. And for us, that's financial collapse, economic collapse, and a destruction of our way of life. Like, we're not going to be able to just casually go to a sports game or turn on the TV and watch the NFL. It's just not going to happen. We're going to, like, a loaf of bread will be $57, as an obscure example. But you divide people amongst issues that really don't pertain to us. Our founding documents say no foreign entanglements. So while people want to engage in tribal warfare over in the Middle East, that's their issue. Sure, one side's a little better than the other because, at least on paper, it upholds some quote-unquote democratic ideas, or is a type of republic, you know. The ideal is all people are equal under the law, but they're not upholding that very well. And why are we focused on that at all? It's not a problem. Why are we sending them money when our own people are suffering? Why would we give $100 billion to Ukraine? Why would we give money to Israel? We have our own problems. So it's like my house is on fire and my neighbor's got a plumbing issue, and I'm going to expend all my money or all my go further into debt to help my neighbor's plumbing issue while my house is on fire. Our house is literally on fire. And it's a planned destruction. It's a planned takedown. The only way that a singular world government can be accomplished is if America is out of the way, because Americans have the most civil liberties. Civil liberties grant individuals power. You can't tell me what I can and can't say. You can't tell me where I'm going to spend my money. You can't tell me what job I'm going to have. You can't tell me what thoughts I'm going to think. That's power dispersed. the more power is dispersed amongst a greater amount of people, the more things are civil, right? The more peace there is. And to quote the Proverbs, the borrower is servant to the lender. So the powers that be brought our nation into debt for a specific reason. It's so we could be enslaved to another group or other groups. Our founding document was actually in line with some biblical concepts like money only being gold and silver. Well, the foundation of the Federal Reserve really screwed that up. You need to dive into that. And some of these bigger concepts that I hint at or allude to, we're past the point of no return. Like, I even feel this way, that my level of education on these issues is lackluster. It's just so lackluster to where it's like the roller coaster already went over the hill and now we're in the downward descent. But back to the Benjamin Netanyahu quoting Samuel, he knew what he was doing when he said that on a national stage. He wants to incite chaos. And chaos, biblically, is a feminine attribute. And that's not a dig at women. It's just, it's a feminine attribute that the yin and yang of that situation is there's going to be order. Look on the back of a $1 bill. It says, ab ordo caio, order out of chaos. If you look at some psychopaths, narcissistic behavior, what they tend to do is create a fake problem, burn something down with the result that they want already in the back burner. That's exactly what happens. The average person just wants to go about their day, go about their life, and whatever problems may arise, you fix them as you go. You don't give all this energy to leapfrogging just the natural occurring events to incite or inject chaos with an end in mind or a goal in mind. That's Malthusianism. You need to look up Thomas Malthus and it's basically a doctrine. It's basically a war doctrine or a governmental policy where you create the problem, you have a clash, and then you have the solution waiting. It was Rahm Emanuel, who was the governor, I believe, of Illinois. He said, you don't ever want to let a good crisis go to waste. Some people are like, oh, that's not proof that they do it on purpose. Well, it is. If they're thinking about that in the time of crisis, how to be an opportunist in that situation, then there is nothing that stops people from creating a fake crisis. My kids do it all the time. If they're caught doing something, then they'll try to distract to redirect me from staying on the issue. So it's part of our human nature. And thinking of another verse, it's Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage? Or maybe it's Psalm 1, verse 2. Either way, it's in the first two chapters. You can read it. It says, why do the nations rage and conspire together? And I think it's against God or against His holy ones or against His holy mountain. These things happen. This world is on a trajectory. It's on a course. Consider the temptation of Christ. Satan brought Jesus to an exceedingly high mountain and said, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't quote me, I will give you all the nations of the world if you bow down and worship me. Now, that wouldn't be a temptation to Jesus if that wasn't something Satan had authority over. He's the prince in the power of the air. The whole New Testament really reveals about a hierarchy in the spiritual realm, principalities and powers. These things are real. The spirit world is more real, and the more you chew on this, you're going to see it. The spirit world that our eyes, our head, just can't see. If you look at a chart of the visible light spectrum, you'll realize it's a tiny, tiny band of a giant spectrum. Like, think of my phone that I'm recording in is sending signals out for you to receive this on your phone. You can't see that. You need a receiver, which is your phone. Your eyes are a receiver of a specific frequency. Your ears are a receiver of a specific frequency. Your mouth forms words that are a specific frequency that a satellite, which is your ear is literally a satellite, that picks up and converts these waves into information that your brain can decode, that you can understand. So that's a spiritual concept, that's a spiritual idea. And I just put it into words that you could understand in a physical way. So like prayer is like Wi-Fi. Chew on these things. Let's think about these things. And we need to prepare, because in any civilized country, any first world country, it only takes 15 days for the most civilized people to become cannibals. There's some curses in the Old Testament. I think it's, if you read Deuteronomy 28 to the end of the book, I think it's 30 or 32 chapters. God lays out the punishment, or the result. God's punishment is just cause and effect. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. So if you don't believe in God, just look at it as cause and effect. If you don't, if a nation doesn't uphold certain principles, you'll eat your children. You will eat them. So what mental state do you have to be in if you can't fathom that right now? Extreme starvation. This has been on my mind a lot, and I've noticed lately I've been getting really silly and giggly about a lot of stuff. That's called gallows humor. And that's basically a psychological phenomenon about when a person knows they're on death row or they were going to be hung. Their mind, their brain started to basically turn into the Joker, that nothing mattered, everything was funny, in a way of coping with the reality. What's good, I'll leave on a positive note, is there is a very great awakening going on. Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, basically sounded like Alex Jones. He called the current, I guess, infiltration of our modern day life as a mind virus, and these people are anti-human and they want to kill everybody. And that's true. There's an elite class of people who pull all the levers of society, who, just like the Mayans, the ancient Mayan civilization, it's documented that they murdered up to 80,000 people, you know, on the top of a pyramid in one day. The gravel, or the ground, the dirt is still red from all the blood to this day. This cultural virus has taken place a number of times, where it infects society and people start killing. We start murdering our own people. It's kind of like if you look at humanity as a human body, there's an invader and it's cancerous and it slowly takes over. If you look at the entire human population as a singular body, call it Israel, like God did in the Old Testament, as a bride, we all need to be doing some kind of function that helps out the entire body. Like if I have an infection on my toe, I need to take care of it. If I have a cyst, I need to get it removed. We have a giant cancer. It needs to be removed. And right now, there is a general mass awakening. Even, it's been proven that there is some kind of magnetic field that's kind of like a hive mind for the entire, for groups of people. This was proven by groups of the same species of monkeys on multiple different islands that never had any contact with each other. One group of monkeys was shown that there's potatoes that grow underground. And researchers taught those monkeys how to harvest them and eat them. And I forget the time span, but it wasn't long before all the other monkeys on all the other islands figured the same thing out. That's a hive mind. That's a type of internet that our mind uploads to. And That's just something we don't generally know about. But if you're sending out good vibes and you're ready to receive good vibes, that's kind of the best way I can explain. And if you're open to the truth, if you have a humble and meek spirit that you don't know everything, you can start receiving this stuff. You can start kind of like in the movie They Live, you can put on the sunglasses and see through all the propaganda. So I'll leave you with a verse and an encouragement that there is a great awakening happening. And I'll leave you with a verse. It says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." You can take that to the bank. It's worked in my life. I've seen it in my life. But I had to be at a place where I didn't have anything. And that was all I had. So I went forward on that hope. And the punishment of nations is to bring that nation low to where that is all they have. We're going to experience that.